Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Demai. We're in the middle of the second parak, Mishnah Dala, the fourth Mishnah. Hanach Tomim lo chayvu osom chacham lahafrish ela kadei chumos maser v'chala. Bakers. The Bartanura says, Nachtom chaver. Here's a baker who's careful in the laws of chuma and maser, who bought their wheat from an Ama Aretz, so the wheat is Demai. Nonetheless, when it comes to separating the maisros, the only requirement of separation is on the chumas maser, which is a very small amount. It's just one tenth of the maser rishon. You just take a one tenth from that, so it's a very small amount. And certainly separating challah is a requirement. But they don't have to separate Meiser Ani. Rather, whoever they sell their bread to, the person who purchased it, it's going to be their responsibility to separate it, but not the baker. Why not? So the Bartanura explains, because the government would often tax the bakers, and they would make a very small profit on the baked goods. And therefore, Chazal didn't go so far to say that out of doubt, we're going to require the baker to also separate the Meiser Sheni, which is in a tenth. That's going to cut in terribly into their profits. May not even boil up making any profit if we require that. Again, it's just a suffix. It could be that there's a good chance anyway that the Amar had separated the Meiser Sheni to begin with, and therefore the baker has no requirement placed upon him to separate Meiser Sheni. Rather, on the one who buys it, that he'll have to do that. Continues the Mishnah. And similarly, store owners who also make, says the Bartanura, Shemokhim Atm Adbechanus, Ein Rishayin Limkores Es Ha'demai. Ho Vehei Mishtakrin Harbe. When it comes to these store owners, so they, just the opposite. They actually have to separate all the maestros. Why? Because they mark up the products. They make a big profit off of what they're selling. And therefore, they are before they sell the products that's of Demai that they purchase from a Amaretz, the farmer, they would have to first separate all the Maisros and Trumas and Maiser, including the Maiser Sheni as well. There's no dispensation since they made such a big profit on what they sell. Continues the Mishnah. Kol Hamashpien b'mida gasa Rishoyim Limkor Es Demai, that anyone who sells in bulk. A Sam's Club or something, a Costco. Anyone who sells in bulk is allowed to sell Demai, even though they don't separate the various maisos, because they're going to make, although they're selling a lot, they're making a small profit off of all the products that they sell, and therefore it's going to be their onus is going to be on the purchaser to separate, not the seller. Elena Mashpian b'mida gasa, and who are the people who sell back in the time of the Mishnah who would sell in bulk? Kigon hasitonos. Different types of wholesalers, and mochri tvuam, people who sold a grain, so they would often sell in bulk, and then they would not be their responsibility to take off the maestros of Demai, rather the one who purchases the items. Next Mishnah, the final Mishnah of the Perek, Meir Omer, Eshadarka limadeid begasa, umadado bedaka, tfeladaka legasa. So Meir is of the opinion that which is normally measured out in bulk, and in this particular time, it was measured out in smaller amounts. So in that case, we say tefila daka legasa. Although in this case, maybe you'd be making a larger profit, and maybe we should imply the rule that the seller therefore would have to separate the maestros. So the way the Rambam, quoted by the Tosfos Yontif, understands the Mishnah is that, no, we follow the rove, we follow the majority, and since usually this is sold in bulk, and we saw the rule in previous Mishnah, if you sell in bulk, you don't have to separate the maestros. So the same thing is going to apply in this particular case in selling, when you didn't sell in bulk, you wouldn't have to separate the maestros, just the purchaser. And on the opposite end, Eshadarkali Madi Bedako, Madi Begasa, Tfila Gasa Ladaka. If it's normally not sold in bulk, and here you sold it in bulk, so here the seller would have to separate the maestros, not the purchaser, since normally it's not sold in bulk. Eza Mida Gasa Biyavish Shloshas Kavim. And so what's the determining factor? What is considered to be selling in bulk, what's not selling in bulk. So something which is yavesh, something which is sold dry, is the amount is three kavim. That's the amount. Ubalach, and something which is already in a liquid form, you're selling an oil, you're selling a wine. So that would be the value of a dinar. A dinar is going to be or more as a gasa, is in bulk. Thus produce less than a dinar is not considered to be in bulk. And the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Sali Teinim, Vesali Anavim, Mekupo Shel Yerek, when it comes to selling baskets of figs and baskets of grapes, and if you have an amount of vegetables, a kupo shel yerek, some sort of box of vegetables, kozman shehu mochrin atzera potter. If you're selling it in lots, which is a certain a measurement, and it's so that's also considered to be bulk. And again, you're not going to make as much of a profit margin on that. So when it comes to the laws of demise, since again, demise is a suffix to begin with, we don't know that this is the main message of the last two mishnayos. Since we don't know, it could be the owner or the grower, the amaret, sold it to you, took off the maestros anyway. So when it comes to selling in bulk, you don't make a large profit margin. Chazal did not require you, the seller, to separate the maestros. So that's going to cut significantly into whatever profit you will make. Rather, the purchaser, they're the ones who are going to have to separate the maestros, as opposed to when you're the store owner and you're going to make a large profit on what you're selling. So then the store owner is the one who's going to have to separate the maestros and not the purchaser.